With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. The Democrats will hold at least 46 seats in the next Congress. Senator Jackie Rosen won re-election in Nevada early this morning, fending off a fierce challenge from Republican Sam Brown. One Senate race has yet to be called, that one in Arizona. Former President Donald Trump won Nevada today as well, returning the state in its 6 electoral votes to Republicans for the first time since 2004. The president-elect's new White House chief of staff has deep ties to Republican politicians, as Greg Clarkson also reports that there's going to be a big change in Washington when she comes in. Officials say a suicide bomber blew himself up at a train station in a southwestern province in Pakistan, killing at least 24 people, including soldiers, and wounding about 50 other people. Here's the BBC's Mohammed Sahab.
Balochistan is the largest province in Pakistan, but it is also least developed. And this attack comes after a series of attacks that have taken place in this year by Balochistan Liberation Army, who has demands put forth. They demand independence. They demand the control of local resources. But they have carried out violent attacks throughout this year, even around the elections that took place this year in Pakistan.
Saturday's attack happened when about 100 passengers were waiting for a train to travel to the garrison city of Rawalpindi, and that's near the capital of Balochistan province, according to one senior government official. A booming week for stocks this week in the aftermath of the historic comeback election by Donald Trump. U.S. stocks cruising to more record highs on Friday. The S&P 500 up 0.4% of its value to cap its biggest weekly gain since early November of last year. This is SRN News. A new project for the United Methodist Church.
The UMC General Commission on Archives and History has opened a resource center at Drew University in Madison, New Jersey, that focuses on gay Methodists. Earlier this year, the UMC voted to abandon its Book of Discipline and its biblical statutes, formally embracing same-sex marriage and homosexual ordination. That decision also formalized a split in the denomination that has seen thousands of churches abandon it and tens of thousands of members quit. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
It's not illegal to talk about your faith in the workplace, but many Americans hesitate to do so just the same. According to a new poll, 9% of evangelical Protestants, 15% of mainline Protestants, and 13% of Catholics say they, quote, conceal their religious beliefs at work for fear of others' perceptions. 19% of Jewish workers also do that. The survey finds a lot of religious Americans believe their faith has to be part of their workday. This is SRN News. So, if a wedding is called off, who gets to keep the engagement ring?
That's what the highest court in Massachusetts was asked to decide with a $70,000 ring at the center of the dispute. The court ultimately ruled Friday that an engagement ring must be returned to the person who purchased it, ending a six-decade state rule that required judges to try to identify who was to blame for the end of the relationship. The justices said they opted to join the modern trend adopted by most jurisdictions and retire the concept of fault in this context. Keith Peters reporting.
The University of Florida student newspaper reports men's basketball coach Todd Golden is facing allegations of sexual harassment, sexual exploitation, stalking, and cyber-stalking multiple women, including students, over the past 12 months. The paper cited a copy of a Title IX complaint against Golden. More on these stories at srnnews.com.